It's a basic and perennial problem of religious art, which all religions must face. But they take different views of how to handle it, and of religious imagery more generally. Out on the rural fringes of Istanbul is one of the most striking religious creations of modern times. It appeared on the landscape less than a decade ago and has drawn people in ever since. It's the Sançaklar Mosque, the work of one of Turkey's most visionary architects. This is one of the most startling mosques in the world. What the architects wanted to do is to harness the power of modernism, which is often thought of as a very secular movement, to express the very essence of religious space, stripped of all the non-essentials. And it's certainly untraditional in all kinds of ways, but in other ways, it's exploiting the traditions of Islam very heavily. This inside space is meant to be reminiscent of the cave of Hira, where the Prophet Muhammad first received the revelation of the Word of God that became the Quran. And of course, it also evokes one of the classic stereotypes that many people now have of Islam, that it's a religion that is in some way artless, that it prohibits not just the image of God and the Prophet, but the images of living creatures which only the Creator God is supposed to be able to create.